couple of Bach things on it. One very interesting. It's called the Capriccio on the Departure of the Beloved Brother. And it's just about the only, of all the incredible output of Bach, it's just about the only programmatic instrumental piece that he wrote. It tells a story. And that just doesn't exist in Bach, except for, you know, cantatas, which are Sunday morning parables and, you know, religious tales, biblical tales even. But this Capriccio on the Departure of a Brother is, I think, some half a dozen little pieces, first of which each one has a sentence or two describing the events of the piece. They're very short, 12, 16, 32 bars each. The first piece describes the friends getting together to dissuade. This is actually a brother of Bach who was leaving home to pursue a career in Scandinavia. I believe it was Sweden, Stockholm, I think he was leaving for. In those days, that was a pretty good trip. Once the brother was leaving for there, it kind of meant he wasn't going to commute back home to see the family.
It's going
to
be gone a while.
Yeah. So they got together and they were... to gently dissuade him from taking this new job. The second piece, they get together and they try to dissuade him by describing all the dangers that lurked
in Stockholm
on his path. And I think the anxiety quotient is raised by the way Bach uses embellishments in this little one. Lots and lots of little turns. Sounds like that, you know, full of scary possible things that can happen. Then they are pretty much convinced of his desire to go. So there's a general lament that's based on a, what you might call, well, it's a chaconne or passacaglia. It's a four-bar bass line, this. Right. And then that is repeated some 20-odd times with different variations in the right hand. It's a very, very beautiful piece, very, very moving, that general lament. That is followed by all the friends kind of rushing together to bid him farewell. There is this around, pum, coming from all different directions to bid farewell. That is followed by the air of the postillion. I'm not quite sure if we remember what a postillion is. That's the little guy that rides on the back of the coach. I don't think he's the driver. I think he's the guy that carries the little horn, the little trumpet that announces the arrival of the carriage in town, and that the carriage is going to leave.
How does he rate an heir?
How does he rate an heir?
Yeah.
Well, just because he gave him good stuff. I think that figure, this is a musical rendition of the whip. You know, because I think the postillion also carries a whip. And then he finishes with Does Bach, with a fugue in imitation of the postillion's horn.